the doctrine of revelation, God revealed in Scripture, in Christ, and in His people. The entire personhood of God is only revealed in His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus is revealed in Scripture. He is the Word made flesh. God revealed in Christ. In Christ, the sum total of all God's attributes, will, and character are unveiled. To look at Christ is to look at God. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, Hebrews 1:1-3, NKJV. For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, Colossians 2:9, NKJV. God revealed in Scripture. The revelation of God in Christ is the revelation of the living Word. The revelation of God in Scripture is the revelation of the written Word, inspired and recorded. Because the Scriptures are inspired, God-breathed, they give an infallible and accurate revelation of God's will and person. God revealed in personal experience. Now we have received, not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. 1 Corinthians 2:12. Throughout history, men and women have come to know God in an experiential way. In the Old Testament, Enoch walked with God, Genesis 5:21-24. Noah walked with God, Genesis 6:9. God revealed Himself to Abraham, Genesis 12:1-3. God revealed Himself to Moses at the burning bush, Exodus 3:1-5. Isaiah had a revelation of the holiness of God, Isaiah 6:8. In the New Testament, the 12 apostles had a personal experience of God in Christ. Jesus is the revelation of God to man personally, Matthew 11:27. Paul had a personal revelation of Jesus Christ, Acts 9:3-6. All born-again believers can testify that they have had personal experience of God in Christ Jesus. Many of the stories we read in Scripture are personal records of man's experience of God. John the Apostle says that he is sure of the things that he has written because he himself experienced them, John 21:24, 1 John 1:1-3. The transforming power of the gospel bears abundant testimony to the revelation of God in personal experience. The purpose of all revelation is that man may know his Creator in a personal way. It is not enough to know about God, we must know Him. Through the illuminating experience of the Holy Spirit, the faculties of man can be quickened to receive this personal revelation of God.